After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, what would you do? Sometimes it's an, oh crap, I made a mistake, help me. And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment? We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I am here with Larry Helwig, and we've got a fun topic today. We're going to talk about the art of the consultation, which is one of the most important things in an aesthetic practice. And we're going to have Larry here heading up this one because he has been known, or he has established himself, however we want to put it, as the king of the consultation. He's taught over hundreds of courses on the art of the consultation. So tell me, Larry, how did you become so successful at doing consultations?
Well, it started when you always think you're doing a good job. You know, I'd been doing consultations and treatments and what have you for quite a while. And one day I had a crazy busy day of consultations, one right after the other. And at the end of the day, I realized out of maybe six or seven consultations that only two of them said that they were going to move forward with the program that I had suggested. And, you know, I had to kind of dig deep, and you always look at yourself and say, what the hell is going on? I mean, people, no one comes because they don't have anything to do. You know, they're at home and something's happened. Somebody said something. They saw something in the mirror that they hadn't seen before, and it affects them. You know, something's driving them crazy. They drive across town to see you. They want what you have to offer, and yet after you're done with the consultation, they don't move forward when you're going to help them. And that was frustrating. And it was frustrating because, first of all, I knew I could help them. You know, I could make a major difference in their appearance, what it was that was bothering them. And to not move forward with that was very frustrating. So I think that made me look at what I was doing, look at myself, and realize, hey, I got to change. Something is not right, and I got to do something about it. So that's what I did. You know, and change is difficult. You know, you think you've got something down, and we all think change just has something to do with ability, but it has nothing to do with ability. It has to do with motivation. You have to be motivated to make a change, whether it's in your appearance or it's in how I do a consultation or anything you do, it takes motivation. And I was highly motivated because here I had these patients that I knew I could help that I wasn't able to help. Mm-hmm. Frustrating. That's what it was. It was like, well, what the hell? I got to make a big difference here. I got to change it.
Well, what changes did you make?
Well, I realized that if I continued to do what I was doing, I would continue to get what I was getting, mm-hmm. which was horrible.
Right? Yeah, because it's like less than a 30% closing rate.
Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute. I am better than that. And so I think that's what you have to say to yourself. You've got to do something, and you've got to set yourself apart from mm-hmm. everybody else. So I think that was it. And so I looked at, what can I do? What changes can I make? I've got to do something. And I am motivated to do something. So I think it started off with making sure that, number one, I had a really good comprehensive health history. Mm-hmm. Kind of, where was this patient? What was going on with this patient? And I needed to know that. And then to do a much better job asking questions. It really is a Q&A session. Mm-hmm. You've got to ask the right questions. You've got to ask enough questions. And you really have to get to the bottom of what the problem is or what's concerning them and figure out what you can do to help them. So that's a big part of it. And then, of course, how do you evaluate the skin? How do you assess the skin? And since the skin is, you know, the largest organ of the body, which you have mentioned, I think, on other podcasts, it's like, okay, here we have all the skin. How are we assessing it? How is the patient seeing it? And are they seeing everything that's there? So I think that was quite a bit. So that's what it did. Discuss everything that bothers them. And I think you do have to do that and discuss with them, hey, what's bothering you is what you can see right now on the surface. But sometimes mm-hmm. you need to show them more than just what's on the surface. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, I found I needed tools. I needed other things to help me out.
Well, and besides discussing what's bothering them, it's kind of you have to get to the bottom of they've got something that's bothering them. But what started that? You know, is it just what they looked like in the mirror, or is there something that somebody said to them? And, you know, that whole psychological aspect of it.
Well, that's right, because there are two primary things that motivate more than anything else. And pain is actually number one. Pleasure mm-hmm. is number two.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'd all like that reversed, and we all we like the pleasure aspect and the pleasure of success, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're successful with something, that tends to lead to more success and momentum. But if somebody says something to you, you're hurt. You know, your feelings are hurt. You know, maybe they tell you that something doesn't look right or something that maybe you didn't even pay any attention to. And, you know, that's emotion. And if you understand how powerful emotion is, there's over 12,000 words in the dictionary describing emotion. And there are book after book after book out on emotion. There's so many books on emotion. And they have different ways of putting them into categories. And so what I started to realize is how important emotion was in this, because people would come in, and as you start evaluating them and talking about their skin and looking at their skin, they became more and more emotional. And most people are somewhat emotional when they come in. You know, it took emotion to get them there. And this is about want. This isn't about need. It's about want.
Mm-hmm.
And want always has more emotion tied to it. It, no matter what it is you're doing. You want a really nice handbag or that dress or those shoes, and they're very expensive, but you really want them because you look so good in them. That's emotion. And emotion usually gets its way one way or the other. And so, you know, I started looking at that and realizing, okay, I got to pay more attention to it.
Yeah, so you have to spend that time with your patient, figure out what's bothering them when they come in, whether it's, you know, their lip lines, their pigmentation, whether it's a body consult and they're trying to figure that out. And then you start digging into their emotions. So you're really trying to figure out why this started bothering it, when it started bothering them. And sometimes, you know, maybe make them cry a little bit. I've seen a few of those happen. Not that you're being mean, but you're bringing up the stuff that's a little rough.
I will say out loud that some of my best patients are those who actually cried during a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's something they don't want to necessarily do what needs to be done, but they know it needs to be done.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so hard for them to do it. It's like, I need this. I know I need this. I know it's going to make a big difference. And I'm having a hard time with it. And they struggle with it. And I think knowing that and understanding that and helping them through that is vital. And then later, they may come back crying because they're so happy because they're getting compliments.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most beautiful people they've ever met in their life, gorgeous lady, grabs their grocery cart and says, "What do you do for your skin? It is absolutely radiant. You are so beautiful." And, you know, this is someone who had never gotten a compliment in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's, you know, it goes the other way. But it is. Everything is about emotion and it's all tied together.
Yep.
And what we find is what brings out the emotion many times is technology. And I was lacking technology because I could tell there was underlying things in the skin, and there were things there that really needed to be taken care of. And, you know, so what I did is I invested in technology to do a better job showing your skin. And it is crazy powerful. And when I show people their skin with the technology we have, you know, typically they just want to shoot themselves. That's emotion, right?
It is.
So it is, but it actually, when you're looking through the skin and it's magnified and you're actually seeing all the things that are causing what you're seeing on the surface, and what if all that could be eliminated? What if you can get rid of all that? I mean, wouldn't that be a game changer for you and your life? And, you know, we'll talk about it later, but we've known for a long time that every aspect of your life affects every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
And if you change one, just one thing, it can be so profound in the other things that get changed. And we hear about that from our patients all the time. And so I took that to heart and I said, okay, let's get some real technology. Let's get that in here. And I've been doing it that way for many years now. No one likes it. No one wants to see what's really there, but it's what has to happen. Sometimes you need to see the good, the bad, the ugly, and help let that help make that decision.
So what are these pieces of technology that help you perform better consultations?
Well, we have the scariest mirror on the planet. And, you know, we start with that. And I think it's important to start with that because it's something that people do every day. You know, some people do it more frequently than others, but everyone looks in the mirror. And we saw in the paper this week that we are the number two vain city in the United States. New York is number one. Phoenix is number two for vanity and how much time we spend, you know, primping and doing all the things we do.
Mm-hmm.
And only New York City beats us. So that's
I'm a little surprised that L.A. or Hollywood didn't beat
no.
us.
Actually, L.A. was number nine.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right here in the desert, people are spending a tremendous amount of time looking at themselves. It's like, holy shit, I got to do something. Or, wow, I did do something. You know, so it is. This community here is extremely vain, but I think, you know, it can be vain in a very, very good way, because if at the end of the day it can help you mm-hmm. and make you feel better about yourself and you do some nice things with it, it's all good.
Okay.
So we start with a mirror, and so it's magnified seven times, but it uses natural fluorescent instead of fluorescent. And so what that means is you can't hide from anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, that little pore on your nose is going to look like a moon crater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great way to start. We simply go over your entire face. And the way I do it is very nice. We start with your nose. And I simply ask you, is there anything about your nose you would like to see improved? Well, again, remember, it's magnified and it's quite powerful, and everybody wants something improved. And, you know, it's the thing everybody sees because it sticks out, right? You know, so it's right there. So
most everybody has those large pores on their
Everybody
nose.
Has large pores. They have nose, little veins, and we call them telangiectasias or little capillaries on the nose. They have redness. They have some brown pigment. They may have some scarring from younger days. So anyway, there's a lot of things you can find just on the nose. And so I just let them tell me what is it they would like to see improved. And then we go to the upper lip. Is there anything about your upper lip that you'd like to see improved? Well, the fact that 63% of all women have facial hair.
63%?
63%. So that's kind of a starting point, right? In all likelihood, you have hair on your lip. So maybe that's it. Maybe you have some hyperpigmentation, brown spots, maybe some little broken capillaries, maybe just darkening of the area. And what about lip lines?
Mm-hmm.
Well, magnify that lip line, but seven times.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, the Grand Canyon.
So,
and that's got to be one of the number one things ladies will come in for is their lip lines. They'll say, I've never been a smoker my whole entire life, but I look like one. Can you help me?
That's right. And if you go to the lip itself and go right next to it, that area is called the vermilion border. It attaches your basically your skin to your lip. That's the vermilion border. And they seem to start there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts there. And so when you put lipstick on, the lipstick goes up in that line.
Yep, it bleeds up the lip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So how good does that look?
Mm-hmm.
I remember a physician had a great big billboard that said, don't let your lipstick get in your crack.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and he had this big billboard. This was in Iowa. So we would think that, you know, this would be a conservative area. Not so much.
Yeah.
And but anyway, he has a huge business in Iowa. And he's in an area called Lake Okoboji. It's a little resort area. It's fabulous. He is cool. He's really cool.
Funny.
Anyway, he had some great stuff like that. But anyway, you see stuff like that. And then you go to the chin. You go to the, you know, the cheeks, you go to around your eyes,
mm-hmm.
You know, and if you go to your eyes, what am I going to do? I'm going to ask you if you're a person who likes to smile. Do you smile very much? Yes. Well, smile for me in the mirror. Just let's see what happens. Well, now all those lines around your eyes are magnified 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is I'm making it so that you see every flaw, and the same thing on your forehead. So this is the first big start. This is just the beginning. But it's a very important beginning because you are seeing the foundation, and not one time am I saying, oh, that looks bad or that's horrible or this or that or anything else. You're the one saying it. But the important thing is I wouldn't be doing this if I couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why you came.
Yeah.
You came. You're not going to waste your day. You came for the specific reason that there's something bothering you. If we're doing a facial consult, it's probably something on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to cover that. And a lot of times people don't know. You know, maybe I've got a brown spot or I've got this or I've got that. It's kind of driving me crazy. Well, trust me, there's going to be a lot more than that. And the idea of when you go through this, why not solve it all?
Mm-hmm.
Why not have the skin, you know, that maybe you had when you were 19 or 20 or 25 or whatever? Have beautiful, pretty skin that's very reflective, very luminescent. Because if you're absorbing a lot of light, you look old.
Yeah.
And so when I used to go over to L.A. and help with a lot of the photo shoots and did some training, some things over there, what would happen is you'd have the celebrities that were in movies and what have you, and there would be, you know, one set of lights and the camera. Well, those were for the 30-year-olds. And then the 40-year-olds, you know, you'd have 3 or 4 sets of lights. Beyond that, you'd have so many lights there's no room for the camera. And the reason is your skin is absorbing all the light.
Mm-hmm.
You're old. Your skin is absorbing the light. Those fine lines on your lip, those are absorbing millions and millions of photons of light. They're not being reflected. They're absorbing. All the vessels on your face, they're absorbing light. Any pigment absorbs light. All of this absorbs light and makes you look old. So we don't want that, right? So anyway, the whole thing with the mirror is to do that. Then we have you put your head in this other device and really...
Called the scary box, by the way.
Yeah, it's a scary box. And you just kind of sit in there for about 5 minutes. I call it marinating because the longer you're in there, the worse you look.
Mm-hmm.
But it is showing exactly what's going on. It's going to show you all the underlying sun damage that you have that you don't even know you have.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you see on your face is about 5 to 10%. I'm going to show you the other 90 to 95%, and people cannot believe it.
Well, and the thing is it's underneath right now, but it's going to come to the surface.
It's all coming. So
you're getting a snapshot of what you're going to look like in 20 years.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it's important to know. I mean, this is your crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
You are seeing what everybody's going to see.
Yeah.
But you get to see it ahead of time and make a decision. Do you want anybody else to see it or not? Right?
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Have younger, healthier, prettier skin.
So what's allowing them to see this?
Well, it's a special magnification mirror with black lights.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a row of lights on top of the device inside that people don't see. And that shows whether or not your skin is actually hydrated or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was interesting is we went to the Women's Expo one time. And I must have looked at, 100, 200 faces all in one day. And every single one was purple.
Yeah.
That's dehydration.
Yeah.
I mean, these were all Arizona faces. And then all of a sudden, I saw one that had no purple. I mean, zero purple, which is like, well, that's not, how's that even possible? And I said, you know, I look at faces every day for a living, and everyone is really purple and dehydrated, but, you know, you're not. And, you know, this is a desert. Everyone's dried out. You're not. I don't know. I don't understand it. What's going on? And she said, well, I'm from Minnesota. I just got here yesterday. So that's how that works, you know?
Right.
So I can almost guarantee you that if you live in Arizona, your skin is dehydrated.
Or a dry climate, yeah, like Arizona.
Or yeah, exactly. You know, we average 23% humidity. There's days where we have, you know, 2 to 4%. And your skin has to have 50% to maintain. Now, unless you're living in the Midwest or, you know, South,
yeah,
someplace.
Southeast,
you know, that's not happening. And so, you know, keep that in mind. If your skin is dry, you are aging faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is a tool, and it's a very important tool. And then there's one more tool. I mean, we have a lot of other tools that have to do with photography and 3D cameras and what have you. But the third tool is something where I look through your skin, and it's magnified 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks right through your skin. So the tiniest little blood vessel will look like a river of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
they look like snakes.
Yeah, exactly. And when I go over your face and you see those little lip hairs, they look like tree trunks.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
It's just intense.
And besides the lip, when we look elsewhere, you see them on women's chest all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, I have hair on my chest. Yes, you do.
And if you ever go to the back and look at a woman's back with that.
The pores.
They have no idea how hairy they are.
So, and it can be blonde hairs, but on that magnifier, it just looks crazy.
And you see everything. But the idea, too, is, you know, if we're going to treat you, it's good to know what it is we're going to be treating.
Well, and back really quick, I want to skip back to you because all these women come in or all these men come in and they're like, oh, I just have redness from the sun. What happens when you, let's say, take a red chest like mine and you put that magnifier over the red chest? What do you see?
Vessels, blood vessels everywhere.
Yeah, so it's not red color in your skin. It literally looks like a swarm of red snakes all intertwined all over your chest. That redness is literally broken blood vessels. And when you magnify it, oh my goodness.
And on your face, neck, and chest, you're not supposed to have any.
Yeah.
If you have them on your legs, well, genetics. You know, mom had them. Heredity plays a big role. Where mom has them, you probably have them in the exact place, same mm-hmm. place. But not face, neck, and chest. That's from sun exposure sometime in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sometime in your life. And so if you have brown spots on your face, you have red underneath.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other. It's virtually almost impossible. You're going to have both. And so, you know, this is part of the assessment, and that part of it only takes 15 minutes to do all three devices.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I changed my consultation because when I added that, I added more time to be able to discuss this with the patient, educate mm-hmm. the patient, and I felt like, well, maybe I'm not doing a good enough job. I'm not discussing this enough. Maybe they don't understand it. And so I add 45 minutes to that. So my facial face neck consult is an hour.
Yeah.
If we do a body, that's another 30 minutes. And that's probably substantially longer than anyone else does it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an opportunity for the patient to get to know me It's an opportunity for me to really get to know the patient and what's going on with their skin and to be able to come up with a plan that makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the plan is a big part of it, and you need to have a plan just like you do for anything. You're going to go on vacation, you're going to have a plan. You know, if you have a business, you're going to have a plan. You have to have a plan. And I think if you're going to want to really, you know, work on your body or work on your face, if you're going to work on your body, you'd probably have a plan of what are you going to do as far as eating and dieting and things like that, and how are you going to work out and what all you're going to do. Well, that's a plan. And are you going to do it every day, every other day? You know, and what's going on? You're going to make a plan. And the same is true with your face. I think you need a plan because I can almost assure you that if you come in for one thing, I'll find 5, 6, 7 things. It's just because I always do.
Well, it's because we do this for a living and we know what to look for. Sometimes patients don't know everything that is aging their face. You know, they'll come in and they'll dislike one part of their face, and then I help them start analyzing where that feeds into another part of their face, and they're realizing that, oh, it's the volume loss here, or it's the laxity here, or it's the wrinkles here, and it's... You know, one of the biggest things I learned from you when I first joined your practice and started doing consults is you told me once you go in and you have them look at that mirror, ask them about their nose, ask them about this, let them say something, and then don't say anything.
Yep.
Just don't say anything. Because you're like the silence of them saying, oh, this is horrible, of you saying nothing back is actually worse than you responding, yes, it is. And yes. I found that hard at first because I was like, well, I want to respond and be like, well, okay, we can do this. Just say nothing. Go, mm-hmm. And what else?
At the end of the day, the patient wins only if we win. You know, it's got to be a win-win. And since we have technology and we know how to do it, and I think other offices as well, if you know how to correct issues mm-hmm. and that patient is there, you have an obligation to that patient to do a really thorough job so that that patient knows exactly what's going on. And, you know, we've talked in the past about eye bags. We've talked about lines and wrinkles and loose skin and all these things. Well, what happens is as you correct one area, something else shows up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because whatever did not get treated looks worse. And I know we've had this discussion in other podcasts,
mm-hmm.
so I don't want to get off the topic and get too much into treatments, but just understand your treatments are all based on what you develop during your consultation, and the consultation is key, absolutely key, to you getting the look that you really would like to have. And if you've gone and had a consultation and it was 15 minutes, I can't do that anymore. It's been so many years mm-hmm. since I've done a 15 or 30-minute consultation, only because I really do need to do a good job for you and so that you know, and if you choose not to do, you know, what we recommend, that's your choice. You, mm-hmm. you can choose whatever you want. But normally what happens when we go through this and we explain why we're going to do what we're going to do
mm-hmm.
and that these are the outcomes that happen when we do it, people do get on board. And so the days of me doing, you know, 8 consults and closing 2, that was over years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we really do help far more people. We don't need to see a lot of people. We can see fewer people, but do a really good job with the people we see.
Well, and I would say, too, that's one of the things that I've noticed is since I've been with you at your practice, we probably close 90 to 100% of our consults. I mean, it's a high percentage. But, you know, we also weed people out on the phone, too, right? So when they call in, we're not having people come in for things that we don't have available, you know? And so we are good at that. And then once we get in there, our consults are 1 hour to 1.5 hours, and we don't charge for them. And some people think that's crazy, but it's not. The patients show up. We take the time. We help them figure out what's bothering them, and then we help them set a plan. And I kind of wanted to touch the base on that, is that, you know, people are afraid to tell their patients for the consult what they really need to have done and quote the price of these big packages. However, if you go in to see a dentist and you're saying, my one tooth over here on the left side is bothering me. Can you fix it? When they do the x-ray and the full analysis of the teeth, do they just say, okay, yep, you need a root canal there. Let's fix that tooth and you're on your way. No, they're like tooth here, tooth there, tooth there, tooth there. You have six teeth that need work. Your gums are receding here and we need to fix this. Would you like to do it all today or do you want to break it up in steps? And that's what, I feel like a lot of times is what's missing in our industry. People are afraid to do that. They come in and they say, I have this frown line and I want Botox. You're like, all right, here you go, in and out the door. But it's like, would you like to go through all the steps of everything else? Because there's so many other things that they could be doing and they may not have it in the budget to do it all that day. But I always use it like a dentist. Set it like a plan. Here's where we can start and we can break it out for you. And then you can come once every 3 months or once every month, whatever works for your budget, and we'll keep working on it.
I am so excited about that method because you're absolutely right. The dentist has it correct, and most aesthetic offices do not. Mm-hmm. They really are. Yep, you're here for this. Let's just do that. Mm-hmm. Well, as we age, things accumulate. It gets harder to do it. There's more of it. If you just came up with a plan the first time you come in, mm-hmm. and you work on that plan and just do it step by step by step, over a relatively short period of time, it took years to get to that point. What if it took 6 months or a year to completely reverse all of that and have young, healthy, really beautiful skin?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, why wouldn't you do that? And some people will say, well, I don't have the time. Well, we figure out the time. You know, you if it's important to you, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the key. It's like whatever you want, if you want it bad enough, if you really would like to have that change, you find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And some people will say, well, I can't afford it. Okay, well, let's spread it out, or let's get some financing, or let's make it work, because in the long run, it is in your best interest to do it.
Yes.
So it's win-win if we can figure it out, even if it takes, you know, over 2 years.
Well, and you figure out how to build it into your budget, right?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand, is you can figure out how to do that. And I have people come in and do consultations with me that have budgets from one end to the other. And I never tell somebody, well, you know, come back later when you can afford it. Nope. Here's where we can start, right? Here's what I have for you today. And I always tell them is, sometimes I will quote, you know, our $5,000, they need a deep resurfacing. Here's what we need to do. Number one, they either can't afford the money, or number two, they can't afford the downtime. And the same thing I tell both of them as well. Here's what we can start with. It either has less downtime or it's more affordable. But I always tell them, it's better that you start doing something small now and save for the resurfacing or wait for the time off, than to do nothing and then wait over these next 2 to 5 years till you can do it and look extremely horrible, because it's going to cost you even more money then. So start investing in yourself now. And you know, you and I both get a lot of people that come in to our office and neither of us look our age because of our skin, because of everything we do. And I always tell them, well, that's, you know, I get a cheat. I work here, right? So I have access to all these amazing treatments all the time. But you know what? We do it. We actually walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, we do the treatments. We use the skincare. We take care of ourselves. And that's important. So when we tell these patients these are the things they need to do, they have to understand that we actually believe in it because we do it ourselves.
A point, in fact, is I've been treating my butt.
Oh, my gosh.
It may have come up in other conversations.
I think every podcast in the last 2 months.
Yes. So every month I get a skin tightening treatment, and I have to tell you, it's looking amazing. And, you know, when I get to
keep
the nursing
talking,
home,
I got to show you something.
When I get to the nursing home, I am going to have the hottest butt in the entire nursing home. So, you know, you do the treatments, but back to the consultation, it perfection takes time. You can't just do something quick and do it sloppy. You're taking time off of a busy day to come and see me or come and see someone. And I think we owe it to you to do a really good professional job. And when I reevaluated what I did, I changed everything. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaching this method now. And, you know, we can't give you, you know, in 45 minutes or something what we do in an 8-hour class.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's an 8-hour course on really how to do this. and, you know, and how to do it right and what all is involved in it, because there's a lot of skill and psychology that play in together.
Mm-hmm.
But just understand that I don't think anybody can do a good job in a real quick, short time.
No, and we've even added more stuff to our consult.
Yes,
we have. So we actually added a 3D camera that takes a picture of the patient in 3D that we can rotate all around. We can actually go in and show where their hollows are and how it would change if they add filler. We can actually, if you guys have ever seen where you take the two sides of the face, because we know that the sides of the face are sisters, not twins, and they'll put the two right sides together and the two left sides together to show how uneven the different sides of their faces are. So the middle photo is them. You know, on the right, you have your two rights. On the left, you have your two lefts. It is so funny. It never fails that the vast majority of people, the left side of their face, the two lefts together, look uglier than the others.
Yeah, it's like crazy. You know, it's like, what the heck happened to them?
I know. You're like, so we're going to spend more time on that left side. We apparently need a little bit more work. But, you know, we've been taking even more time in some of our consultations to show patients. And we can do 3D body, so we can do 3D everything and really help them evaluate what's going on. And it's night and day difference when you see their face up there, because what most patients don't realize is we always look at our face from a forward view. We're never looking at it from a side profile. So once I get the face up there and I rotate it on the screen, you're seeing yourself in a way you've never seen before.
Yeah.
And it's very helpful to look at that, because the vast majority of people are actually seeing you from the side profile.
And a good example of how that's used is if you came in and said, well, my number one concern is to get rid of my pigment.
Mm-hmm.
You're a typical 55-year-old female who's lived in Arizona for a while. And so, you know, we take a look at that. So the idea is, if we get rid of the pigment, will you be happy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think so. And you erase the pigment.
Yeah, right
and,
there.
Yeah, okay, right there on the spot. We erase the pigment. Are you happy? No.
You look better, but still not happy.
And the reason is now you see all the fine lines, or you see the uneven texture more. Again, it's redecorating your house and only doing one room,
mm-hmm.
right? That one room looks good. So your overall glow is a little bit better. But now the flaws that you have not been looking at become much more apparent. And so as you erase lip lines, or you erase the texture, or you just change things, then the patient, every time, oh, okay, now I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not, and they get happier and happier. And I think that's the key. It's really getting the patient to understand this is really where you are. This is your face, your skin today.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we can do with it. And it is such a dramatic difference when they actually get to see how and how much happier they are when they do get rid of all the issues. And those issues are there. You know, they belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's right from the photo.
Yeah.
So, and the 3D body is pretty cool, because it measures, I mean, literally every inch of you, and within just a matter of a tenth of an inch or millimeters, it's got your entire body. And as you change your body,
you
get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, for anyone doing body work, it is amazing.
And let me tell you, that 3D body image of yourself up there on the screen is very unforgiving. I don't think we've made you do it, Larry. You guys have done it to me, and I'm just like, I don't get it off. I don't want to see it.
Oh, my flawless body doesn't need it. It's good.
Yeah. Flawless body. What about that butt you've been working on?
Yeah, well, it's about to be flawless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've spent a little bit of time talking about the technology, and, you know, I always like to let people know that even though that we've grown over time and we've added really expensive equipment like our 3D, you don't have to have the really expensive stuff to do an amazing consult. You know, the first few things that Larry ran through are basic pieces of technology that anybody can start at any time. So having those basic pieces is the beginning of the technology. But the other part of their consultation is kind of a mix of psychology and skill. So let's dive into that a little bit. We're going to have to wrap up here soon, but I do want to get into that, because this is really what your 8-hour class is about. the technology, any monkey could learn and learn how to do it, and you do it in a few simple steps and you're done. But this psychology and skill mix part is where, that's where you have become the king of the consultation.
Well, everyone thinks that everything in the aesthetic facility is about skill, and skill is tying your shoelaces. That's a skill. I mean, seriously.
That's true.
You know, everything that you do with intense focus and repetition, so the mother of skill is intense focus and repetition. That's it. You mm-hmm. do it over and over again, and you now own a whole new skill. Psychology is a whole different matter,
mm-hmm.
and it takes into account your attitude, your passion, your enthusiasm, how you see the patient, how you get the patient to talk to you, how you put the whole thing together, and most people aren't very good at it. They don't get the psychology part of it at all. And when you understand that first impressions are made in the first 5 seconds, and so how are you greeting the patient? I mean, are you doing it enthusiastically and with a really positive attitude moving forward and all that? If your consult didn't have that, how excited are you to even move forward with the consult, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so many little things have to do with that, but I think it does play a big part, and whoever's doing it does need to be knowledgeable.
Yes.
They need to know what they're talking about. They need to have that understanding. A little experience goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, if I know that I have a toolbox full of the latest and greatest tools you can have to be able to correct skin or help someone's body, and I know what every single tool does, I know how to apply those tools in combination or by itself to your skin or to your body to give you results that other people might not be able to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a real important part, is knowing your toolbox, understanding it, having the knowledge of how to put it all together. And I think that's, you know, it's great. And going the extra mile in the consult. Most people aren't willing to go the extra mile, and that's why, you know, there's no traffic on the extra mile, right? Nobody goes there.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to spend the extra time and really help the patient, educate the patient, I think that makes a difference.
Well, and like you said, being knowledgeable about it. You know, we have a great staff in our office, but 80 to 90% of the time, if you come in for a brand new consult in our office, it's either going to be Larry or myself. Because we kind of have a tier that goes down for how soon does the patient need to get in and who do they want the consultation to be with. So we always start with Larry. And Larry and I are both very good at it, but he is still better than me. So in my, what I've told everybody in our office, number one, if he's available, he gets the consult. It does not matter what the patient is coming in for. It doesn't matter if it's hair removal. It doesn't matter if it's fillers. They're going to see Larry first. Because he knows what he's doing, and we want to give them the best experience that they have. Number two, Larry's busy a lot. He's gone traveling. He's doing all those things. So then you get me. And I do have a lot of experience, more so than anybody else in my office. I've been in the industry for 12 years. And then it kind of goes down from there. But we do believe that whoever's doing it needs to be knowledgeable and passionate, because it's like you said, it's that first 5 seconds that they get in there. And if we can't impress them with that and impress them with the consult, they're never going to buy from us.
And I think, too, just understanding the whole thing, that patients are coming in and saying, inside, I still feel great. I feel young. But what the hell happened to the outside? You know, that happens all the time, and that's part of it. Everybody who comes in, it's like, something's changed. It wasn't like this 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever. So we understand that is going on mentally. It happens to absolutely everyone, and we can help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start, again, every aspect affects every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
When we start changing little things like that on the outside to match your inside, wow, you just see someone blossoming. You know, it's like such a different person. So that's all good.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing what happens to people once they start to realize the changes that they can make.
Right. So when you come in, you know, just understand your likelihood of getting what you want is directly proportional to how bad you want it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want a better body, you know, how bad do you want it? If you want better skin, how bad you want it, because we have the tools and technologies, but you gotta be part of the program. You know, you gotta play ball, you don't go out in the sun if we're doing aggressive treatments. That sort of thing. You have to exercise and diet if you're in the body program. So there are things like that that's common sense to most people. They get it and they understand it. But even though I'm a very nice guy, I'm very honest in these consults. I mean, I'm going to tell you exactly what needs to happen, and then it's up to you. And I try to do it in the nicest way I can.
I don't know about that, but...
I might be in your face. It's like coming to Jesus meeting a little bit, but the whole thing is I want you to be very, very happy with what happens in the end, and I want you to do it because I know the change that can take place, no matter what it is, whether it's skin or body. And we have done this for 20-some years now, and I'm going to just tell you, people that go through our program in the end are so pleased and so thrilled with having done so. That anyway, I just, you know, I hope people appreciate you come in, you get a great consult. We have the tools in the toolbox. We know how to use them. You put it all together and it makes for a big difference.
But I like that you brought up that point of the psychology of them wanting it. If they want it bad enough, they'll do it. If they don't, they won't. And you know, we do have very strict rules, whether you are on our body program, whether you are on a face program. You know, if you are going to be on our body program and we're going to weigh you every week and you're going to gain weight because you're not going to change your diet, you're actually going to get fired. And Larry's literally sent people. So we're in Phoenix. He had somebody, drive in from Flagstaff?
Yep.
And which is a couple-hour drive, all the way in, weighed on the scale. She had gained weight, and he said, sorry, you don't get your treatment. And he sent her all the way back home. But that was part of it signing up, is that you either had to lose or maintain. So if you're losing every week, we reward you for it. But if you're at least maintaining, you can have the treatment because that means you're not gaining. If you are gaining, you don't get your treatment because that means you're cheating and you're not part of it, meaning you obviously don't want it that bad because you chose the piece of cake over, you know, the treatments that you're purchasing from us. But we would fire you for it. So...
So it's important to play ball no matter what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal. And generally speaking, you know, people that come in aren't there just to buy a service or buy product. They're trying to get a solution.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can look on the internet at all kinds of things, but people that are coming in are looking for solutions to their problems or their issues. And we have those solutions. And the minute you have a problem solved, don't you feel better? You know, just right away. And we solve problems every day. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. And the other thing is, when you're doing treatments over time, it's like compounding. If you think of compounding interest, you know, you just put a dime in a drawer, and the next day you double it, and the next day you double it. Well, in 18 days, you have $13,000. So that's compounding. Well, the way treatments work are very much like that, because we start compounding because you lose hyaluronic acid at age 30. I mean, you lose melanocytes, you lose collagen, you lose elastin. You know, you start losing muscle mass. You start, your fat starts to move and deteriorate, and your bone does the exact same thing. So there's all these things, so many things going on that's unfair. Your genes that keep you young turn off. Your genes that make you old turn on. And that's like, what the hell? I mean, this is all backwards. But that all happens. And so when you come into a program, and just like going to the dentist, getting your teeth cleaned, doing things like that, maintenance, you come back and you do things, it is absolutely like compounding interest. You get so much more out of it. And again, we promote that, and we offer special programs just for that for people. And I think it's an important thing to do.
Well, and if patients wait for that perfect condition, you know, to start their program, they're never going to start it.
That's right.
mean, there is no perfect time in life to start anything. And I remember having that conversation with my mom about having kids as well, right? There really is never like a perfect time in your life to have kids because there's always something going on. You just have to decide at some point, this is what I'm going to do and this is where I'm going to add it to my life because you're still going to end up with the trials and tribulations. And the same thing with this, whether we're starting with the face or they're starting with the body, your time to start is now. You know, they're never going to have a perfect scenario.
Right. So there's very little logic in this. It's all emotion, right? You know, so I understand that. We understand the business of aesthetics. It is an emotional business. It's not a logical business. And so it's different than going with a copay or going something with insurance where it's all about need. Mm-hmm. This isn't that way. This is about want. We know what our business is. And so we understand that. But we've helped so many patients over the years get from one point in their life to another point where they are so, they're just thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
And they get compliments. And I think that's a big deal. That makes everybody feel good.
Yep. Well, we're going to have to wrap up here because we've been running a little long. So you know I'm going to ask you my final questions, but I'm going to make it a two-part question. So the last note that you're going to leave our listeners on is a what would Larry do? So when it comes to the consultations, what would Larry do if he was a patient versus what would Larry do if he was an owner of an aesthetic business? Just something short and sweet. So let's go first, Larry, for the patients.
Yeah. I think as a patient, you know, what I would hope that I would do is I would come in with an open mind and ask, you know, this, you know, I'm happy to tell what bothers me, like loose skin on my butt. Okay, so I can do that. But, you know, go through what it is that's bothering me. But also keep an open mind because these are people that have done this for a very long time and know how to change what skin, what a face, what a neck, you know, bodies look like. And I think I try to keep an open mind with it and hear what somebody has to say and listen to what their plan is. And if that plan makes sense for me, then I would like to move forward with it. And the other side of things is if patients were to come in and literally have, this bothers me, this bothers me, this bothers me, that's great. That's great. We're all good with that. But also, again, you know, on my side, I'm probably going to show you things you've never seen before. Okay? And so you just have to understand that a lot of times the things that are bothering you, we're going to fix automatically. That'd be part of it anyway. But what if you could get more? Okay?
Yeah.
And so I think that's it.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we go into the second part with patients too on that, what I always tell you guys is if you do end up somewhere where the consultation didn't seem right or you didn't really like what they had to say, don't be afraid to go get another one somewhere else. And you know what? Sometimes my patients will say to me, well, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm going to go have a consult somewhere else. And I always tell them, go ahead. I'm not threatened by it. I always encourage it because they always come back to us. And I can't say that that's the same way for every office. But if a patient feels that way and they don't think it's quite right, don't be afraid to go get another one.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we've had patients that have had two or three consults and they eventually somehow end up at our office, and I am thrilled they had the other consults.
Yes, so, you know, I am too.
I think we're different in how we go about it. So,
and since we're not afraid to have our patients go for other consults, what's your final word of advice for the practitioners who are trying to do the perfect consult?
Well, number one is it does take time. Don't rush it. Perfection takes time. And learn, you know, get a mentor. You know, there's a lot of people out there that will teach how to do things and learn how to do it to the best of your ability because this is so important. This is the number one most important thing is to be able to do a really good quality consultation because otherwise nothing else happens.
Yeah.
You can have the best technology in the world. It's going to sit there.
Idle.
You're not going to use it because you were not doing what you should have been doing. And that means you're not helping the patients to the best of your ability either. So if the idea is we're always going to do everything at the highest possible standard, which means we're doing it the best it can possibly be done, then, you know, we move forward that way and do a good consult. And I think everybody comes out a winner.
Perfect. Well, good. Well, that is going to wrap up our episode for today. So thank you for joining us and we'll see you guys next week.
Listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.